صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Arrogance and his defiance has been expelled and disqualified from God's kingdom of special mercy. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We turn to God and ask for His help and guidance because we believe He is Allah, the all-perfect being, the source of all goodness. And we turn to Him because we believe He is Rahman. We come to life by His rahmah. We remain alive by His mercy. We grow and thrive because of His love and mercy. And we turn to Him because we believe He is Rahim. Not only is He merciful to everyone, to some He has promised more mercy, more love, more grace, more support, especially to those who believe in Him and not reject Him, those who submit to Him and not rebel against Him. I wish to start my first khutbah with the praise of God. Alhamdulillah. All praise, all thanks belong to God and God alone. For any act of goodness from any agent and any individual, any form of goodness, for any purpose, towards any recipient, all acts of goodness originate from Him and Him alone, and therefore He and He alone deserves the final, ultimate praise. Alhamdulillah. The 12th Holy Imam in the Dua Iftitah praises God for some specific reasons. I'd like to quote one verse. Alhamdulillah alladhi la yuhtaku hijabuh wa la yughlaqu babuh وَلَا يُرَدُّ سَائِلُهُ وَلَا يُخَيَّبْ آمِلُهُ. We praise Him because the curtain which separates Him from the rest of the creation can never be lifted. He exists at a level of perfection which is so unlimited and absolute that He is incomprehensible. That curtain can never be lifted. لا يُهْتَكْ حِجَابُهُ. But at the same time, لا يُغْلَقْ بَابُهُ. He has kept a door of access to Him which is never closed. He's approachable. Praise be to Him. It is impossible for an entity to be absolute in perfection and not be reachable. He is with us, He is before us, He is after us. He is between us, the thinker, and our thought. He has kept a road and a path open to Him all the time, any time. Not only has He kept a road open, He has given us an aql to understand that. He has given us a heart to like it. He has given a kitab and the sharia and the prophet who encouraged it. He has given us models who lived according to it, who have invited us. This is the path. Come and knock. And knock as many times as you want. Anytime. And the respondent will never get tired. لا يبرمه إلحاح الملحين. First of all, لا يشغله شأن عن شأن. لا يغلطه السائلون. ولا يبرمه إلحاح الملحين. Hundreds, thousands, millions can call Him simultaneously and His mobile network will not fall down. People can talk to Him in all different languages. They will be received. And you can ask Him again and again and again and again. He will never fatigue and get tired. He is approachable in the absolute sense. Praise be to Him. وَلَا يُرَدُّ سَائِلُ. You go as a beggar to Him, He never returns you empty-handed. وَلَا يُخَيَّبْ آمِلُ. And whoever lays any hope in Him, even if he's the worst of the sinner, but because He is the absolute in His mercy, even the worst of the sinner cannot, should not, must not lose hope in Him. أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله. O community of believers, I wish to remind you and remind myself about taqwa. Human beings are prone to forget. We need to remind ourselves. We need to be reminded by others. Allah has legislated this platform for the constant, regular reminder, where the 4 rak'ah of dhuhr is dropped to 2 rak'ah, and the 2 rak'ah of ibadah is converted to a khutbah, where for the sake of Allah we sit and we listen and we ponder and we submit with our hearts, and the reminder is taqwa. Not only do I wish to remind you and myself, I wish to recommend to you, if you are considering your options, if you are making your plans, a priority should be taqwa. There is no better guarantor for salvation other than taqwa. No. I wish to use this platform not only to remind ourselves in case we've forgotten, not only to recommend, even if we have not forgotten, then we should do it all the more. I want to say, the platform is to command. The aql commands the animal nafs. The platform is to command the believers by the authority of God, as mentioned in the Quran, and by the authority of the Prophet and the Holy Ahlul Bayt. Taqwa is compulsory, meaning that if we don't live by taqwa because our aql has accepted it to be true, or because our heart realizes it is useful, then it is the lordship and the power of God that we should be afraid of. Should we not observe taqwa, the master can punish us. Imam Ali alayhi salam, in one of the narrations attributed to him, says, فَإِنَّ تَقْوَى اللَّهِ أَفْضَلُ كَنْزٍ وَأَحْرَزُ حِرْزٍ وَأَعَزُّ عِزٍ. Taqwa has got these 3 characteristics. As a provision, it's the best of the provisions. As a protection and a hirizi, it's the most sound and solid protection. And as a means of acquiring honor and prestige, is the most effective one. Allow me to pause here for the moment. The rule of the khutbah, the command, is that it should be wasiyya bit taqwa. Wasiyya means you encourage, you remind, you command. And the message has to reach the audience. The fatwa is, if the audience is multilingual, then the language in which this message is conveyed also should be understood by the audience. Allow me to address our elders and our brothers who are more comfortable with the Urdu language. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.